So here at Humphreys McGee, we do a lot of improvisation on stage. And the goal for us is to kind of, in the moment, create on the fly something that'll stick around. So we kind of look at the jamming opportunity as a writing opportunity. And there's several songs on this album, Similar Skin, Cut the Cable, Puppet String, Bridgeless. They all had some of the origins of the song. Some of the parts came from, you know, those live moments on stage somewhere randomly all over the country. The way we write songs in the band, it's different each song. There's no formula for us, but a lot of the time is someone creates a demo at their house, kind of sends it out to the band, and everyone listens to it, and we either dissect it, take parts from it, stick it to something else, you know, or people kind of flesh it out and improve the idea, make it more like an Humphreys McGee song. And then, you know, we'll either play that out live and then or take it to the studio. Like for some of these, we waited. So a song like Similar Skin, the original verse idea came from an improv. I want to say it was in Madison, Wisconsin, at the Barrymore. I could be wrong. Usually I'm not, but I want to say that's where the vocal idea came from. And a year went by and we did I think it was Humble 4, maybe it was Humble 3. And that was one of the things that the fans voted that we repeat. We used it in the raw stewage part of the show, and it went over very well. And at that point, it kind of became cemented because we listened to it and we relearned it. So that now that's an official section of a song, but we didn't have a beginning, middle, or an end. So we take that part and then we kind of Legoed it together with some other riffs. The main riff came from a jam. Maybe it was in Cleveland, the House of Blues. But the riff was tacked on to the beginning. Then we stuck the verse in the middle, and the outro was another progression from an improv. And I want to say that was from the Norva. The chorus, Similar Skin, I actually had written a song over a loop, and I'd sent it out to the guys. And you know, when you're on the road and traveling and working a lot, sometimes things fall under the carpet and forgetting about. And so I just lifted the chorus from that song and stuck it with these other parts, and voila, you have a new song. So a lot of the times we write, we talk about the Lego process where there's little bits and parts, and Similar Skin is a good example of the Lego process, like three or four different Legos from different periods of our life that finally come together, and I think it's a really good song. Hope you do too.